4 of chapter 2 of 1 Timothy. Our Saviour God, who desires that all men should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. God is one and the mediator of God and men one, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, the testimony to be rendered in its own time. I want to read it. Another portion from Luke's Gospel. It's on page 1262, 1262, Luke chapter 23 and verse 39. Now one of the malefactors who had been hanged spoke insultingly to him, saying, Art not thou the Christ? Save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou too not fear God, thou that art under the same judgment? And we indeed justly, for we receive the just recompense of what we have done. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said to Jesus, Remember me, Lord, when thou comest in thy kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Verily I say to thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And one further verse in the book of the Acts, Acts of the Apostles, page 1306, 1306. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. And salvation is in none other, for neither is there another name under heaven which is given amongst men by which we must be saved. We sign our opening hymn, friends, saved for glory, saved by Jesus. And if it would be a question tonight that we could raise in this room, as to everyone here, as to whether they've been saved for glory, as to whether they've been saved by Jesus. Let me tell you tonight, my friend, you need to be saved. You do. I needed to be saved. Thank God I found a Saviour in Jesus. Now, desire briefly tonight would be that everyone here might be assured that they found a Saviour in Jesus. Why do you need a Saviour? You need a Saviour because you're a sinner. Now, that's not to call persons nasty names, not a bit of it. God himself says in God's word, that all have sinned and come short of his glory. None righteous. None righteous. My dear friend, tonight let me tell you, from the scripture we read to begin with, it says our Saviour God desires that all men should be saved. My dear friend tonight, my dear young friend, that includes you. God wants to bless you. God wants to save you. God wants to save you, let me tell you. That's the desire of our Saviour God. And it tells us in a previous chapter in that very same book of the Bible that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If God wants to save you, my friend, today, let your heart be assured that God has the means and the power and the blessing to save you. He has the Saviour to save you. And that blessed man, Saviour, is his own beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. He came into the world to save sinners. Paul adds there in that verse, he says, Of whom I am the first. My friend, Jesus came in. Thank God he saved me. Thank God I know he saved a good many in this room tonight. But let me tell you, God wants to save all men. And he wants to save you. And he's provided in Jesus a blessed Saviour. Blessed Saviour in that Son of His who came into this world, as you probably all well know, through Bethlehem's manger, born as a little babe, and growing up amongst men, going about when he was here, healing and meeting all the different kinds of humanity, men and women, young and old, boys and girls too, and he healed everyone. He came in contact. He was a Saviour to all he met. He could meet every condition. Tonight, my friend, he can save you. He can save you. I want you to remember that. That Jesus is one who can save you. Our scripture tells us where we read to begin with, that he gave himself a ransom for all. My friend, God is a Saviour for you tonight in Jesus. And he's the one who's given himself. God held nothing back when he gave his beloved Son. The Saviour held nothing back when he gave himself as a ransom for all. That is, that he met the claims of a holy, righteous God in whose eyes you and I were sinners. God's claims were met by Jesus, and the price of redemption, of securing us again for God, was met in the sacrifice of Jesus. He gave himself a ransom for all. What was that ransom? The ransom was the precious blood of Jesus. That's the basis of the gospel. It lies at the foundation of the Saviour's work. It lies at the very foundation on which you and I can be blessed tonight as sinners. There's power in the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from every sin. Whatever your history, old friend, young friend, middle-aged friend, wherever you might be, for men and women, young and old tonight, wherever they might be, there's power in the gospel, there's power in the blood of Jesus, that you can be saved from your sins. You may have come in as a sinner into this room. You can go out to someone who's been saved by Jesus. Saved by Jesus, we sang in our hymn. Wonder story, we believe what God has done, what Christ has done. Saved for glory, wondrous story. Can everyone here say they're saved for glory? Have you a link with Jesus, friend? Have you ever come to know him as your own personal Saviour? You may know someone who's been saved by Jesus. But do you know him? Do you know him in your heart? Have your sins been washed away by that precious blood? Do you realise that on that cross of Calvary, Jesus met the holy claims of a righteous God? And set God wonderfully free to come out and bless men and women, boys and girls today, young and old, in this very place of Basildon tonight. That's a wonderful gospel we've got, you know. It's not restricted to a few. It's for you. Let me tell you, friend, again, it's for you. Our Saviour God, who desires that all men should be saved. There's no one left out of it. And if there's anyone here thinks, you know, they're too good, no, you need a Saviour. You may say, I'm too bad. No, the Saviour is able for you. The Saviour, my friend, gave himself a ransom for all. He met God's claims at the cross of Calvary. Yes, and for the believer in Jesus, he can joyfully say, the believer in Jesus can tell you something about his sins. He can tell you that they were borne by Jesus on the cross and have gone evermore. Oh, can we all say that? Are you saved from your sins? Are you saved for glory? Have you been saved by Jesus? The precious blood of Jesus, my friend, that sacrifice of our blessed Saviour, you know, was the price that was paid at the cross of Calvary so that your sins and my sins could be washed away. Thank God that that power of salvation, that precious blood of Jesus, is available today for your cleansing, for your redemption. Oh, to be saved by Jesus. Oh, to have peace with God, because Jesus is your Saviour, you know. I read about a man in the Gospel of Luke, and he was saved by Jesus just in time. Just in time. Now, my friend, listen. The gospel preaching is going on tonight in many places, this place included. But you do not know, and neither do I, if there will be another preaching in this place. You do not know solemnly whether you'll ever see tomorrow. But what we can say tonight is that the blessing of the gospel is towards you. And this man, in the closing hours of his life, was saved by Jesus. He was saved by Jesus. He was there because of what he'd done. He'd misbehaved rather badly, I take it. And the sentence that was pronounced upon him was he was to be crucified. And he wasn't alone. There was one of his fellow culprits there, guilty likewise, and the two of them were there to be crucified. And they were hanging one on either side of the Lord Jesus, our blessed Saviour. And you know, that man that was there trusted in Jesus. He realised that he'd nothing of himself. He realised he was a sinner. We indeed justly. We receive the just recompense of what we have done. That is, he had a sense in his soul that there he was, a guilty sinner, and he couldn't help himself, and he realized he was there because of what he'd done. But then, with that in his heart, you know, realizing what he was before God as a sinner, he turns and he looks at Jesus, and he finds that there was one alongside him, a blessed Savior, a man who'd done nothing amiss, a man who had never done anything wrong. That blessed man was totally different. That's my Savior. That's how he's a Savior of sinners. That's how he can save you, my friend. He was a spotless, holy, blessed man, distinct from every other man. There was never sin in him. It couldn't be found in him. His holy humanity, my friend, was totally unique. Blessed, glorious Savior. And that blessed one was the man that we read about who gave himself a ransom for all. And that Savior was hanging there on that cross, you know, at the cross of Calvary. And the man who felt stricken by his guilt accepted what he was before God and put his faith and trust in Jesus. Now, my friend, that man came into blessing. Tonight, you can come into blessing, dear friend. You can be saved from your sins. You can be saved for glory. You can be saved by Jesus if you acknowledge before God what you are as a sinner and put your faith and trust simply in that blessed Savior. Let me tell you, my friend, that Jesus became a Savior to that man, and he has become a Savior to every heart who down through the centuries has put their simple faith and trust in Jesus. Yes, repentance towards God, faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, an appreciation of the sacrifice of Jesus, an appreciation of the precious blood of Jesus that can cleanse the vilest sinner. Friend, what do you think of Christ? What would you do with Jesus? These words are solemn, you know. They're not to be trifled with. The preciousness of the God's gospel is towards you tonight. And God will hold you responsible for the way you regard the gospel. That's solemn. Tonight, a Savior is presented to you. An opportunity of salvation. An opportunity of finding Christ, of finding someone who can save you from your sins, give you a hope for the future. Someone indeed who will see you home, right home in this very pathway in which you are, right home to glory. He'll save you from hell, my friend. No one else can do it. What a Savior. And there's power in his glorious work, in what he's done in dying on the cross and shedding his precious blood, going into the grave and conquering its power and rising again at God's right hand is established tonight. A blessed, glorious Savior. The Savior Jesus is at God's right hand. And because he's there, we can tell you tonight, put your faith and trust in that blessed man at the right hand of God. Salvation, my friend, is in none other. It's in none other. Now's the time. Now's the day. There's no other person. Salvation is in none other, for neither is there another name given under heaven amongst men whereby we must be saved. For neither is there another name given amongst this room in Basildon tonight whereby we must be saved. It's the name of Jesus, and he can be your Savior tonight. Dear young friend, trust him now. Trust him and find peace with God. Find joy in salvation. You can have it in Jesus the Savior. You'll find it in no one else. Time is now, the opportunity is now, the glory of God's gospel, the glory of divine grace from God is toward you, and the Savior waits to welcome you. My friend, would you be without Jesus? I commend my Savior to you, knowing that he's the Savior of many already in this room tonight. But, dear friends, dear young friends, trust Jesus as your Savior now. Prove him for yourself. It's not only what a preacher might say behind a desk. It's not only what others who may be also in this room might say. But find Jesus as your own personal Savior. Prove the blessing of God's forgiveness for time and for eternity. For his name's sake.